welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. We've been ministering for a number of days on the gifts of the Holy Spirit and their purpose, and most recently we've been looking at discerning of spirits. And this means just a knowledge of spiritual things in the supernatural realm, knowledge that can only be gained by the Spirit of the Lord. But it's not just about discerning demons, demon activity, but also the work of the Holy Spirit, that which is of God, that which is of the Lord. And I've been in the process of giving examples from Scripture, because that's where our foundation should be established. And as we go into the Old Testament, there's an example in Exodus, the 33rd chapter, verses 22 through 23. Let me read that. Well, let me read 21. And he had asked, Moses had asked for, he'd made a request of the Lord to see his glory. And so in verse 21, the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." Here we see that Moses was permitted to glance into the spiritual dimension for a moment, and he saw the spiritual form of Jehovah. Jehovah God does not have a physical body, but there were manifestations of his presence in the Old Testament, and those who saw him were operating in the discerning of spirits. Now let's just take a moment and go to some examples in the New Testament where Jesus was seen in a vision through an operation of this gift. See, that's certainly discerning of spirits. For example, in Acts the 7th chapter, verse 56, Stephen, when he's being martyred, being stoned to death, he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God to welcome him. And in Acts the 9th chapter, verses 3 through 6, we see that it's really clear that Paul actually saw the Lord. Let me read that for you. "And he fell to the earth," this is Saul, "and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said," this is Saul, "Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into this city, and it shall told thee what thou must do." So, in verse 27, let me share that. "And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself," excuse me, that's verse 26, but I'll read it, "to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and he believed not, that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord, how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus." So it makes it clear that even though he was blinded by his light, he actually saw the Lord. And then in Acts the 10th chapter, if you remember, we have Cornelius seeing an angel in the mid-afternoon, and that angel informed him to call for Peter. And then in the 12th chapter of Acts, we see an angel coming to Peter in prison as a result of the prayers of the saints, and he was released by this angel by miraculous means. Now, let me read 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 3. And this really pertains to where we're at today. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils." You see, it's possible. That's why I'm sharing this, because it's possible the Spirit is speaking expressly through Paul that the day in which we're living today, there are some that, unfortunately, that's what the Word says, they are going to depart from the faith. How are they going to do this? Because they are listening to seducing spirits. They're swallowing doctrines of devils. Why? Because discerning of spirits is not operating in their lives. You see, that's why this gift is so important. But let's go on and finish reading that passage. Paul goes on to say, speaking, this is what they're doing, speaking lies and hypocrisy and having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath commanded to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. And so we see that there will be increased deception in doctrine in these last days, and the gift of discerning of spirits will help you and I discern what is the doctrine of devils or what the devil is propagating. Recent movements which use deception to exploit people. An example, back in the 70s, remember Jim Jones in San Francisco and People's Temple? The Moonies, the Children of God sect, where demonic activity is very strong. Beloved, if we're open to the Holy Spirit, He will always show us when something, when anything, is leading us away from Christ. You don't have to be worried or concerned about falling away from the Lord as long as you stay close to Him, loving Him, obeying Him, and asking the Holy Spirit to guide you and to stir up this gift in your life. He will give you that gift of discerning of spirits when you need it, when I need it. If we're led by the Spirit of God, He will always lead us to Jesus, never away. In fact, because I feel this is so critical, because there's so many today, even in camps in the Christian circle that should know better, that have the full gospel message, they're getting off. They're being influenced by things that are not of the Lord. If the thing's unseemly, if it doesn't give glory to God, then this is not of the Lord. So let's just join our hearts. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray not just for those who are listening, but I pray for their loved ones. Lord, I pray for their friends. There are many that are listening, and their friends, their family, are going off into cults, into things that are not of You, Lord. And so, Father, I'm praying, first of all, for salvation, that You would bring back those who are caught up in cults, in false doctrine and false religions, to bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I break the hold of Satan, and I loose, Father, their spirits, their hearts, to be open to the wooing and drawing of the Holy Spirit, and You will send laborers in their path to minister the saving truth of Jesus Christ and the knowledge of the good news of the gospel. And Father, I pray for those who are listening, Lord, those who are walking with You. Lord, we need as never before the discerning of spirits in our lives. Lord, we pray for all the gifts to be in operation. Father, that what You moved upon my heart to share this, so that it will not be some strange mystical thing, but it'll just be a very natural dealing of the Holy Spirit with each one of us as individual believers, because as it says in 1 Corinthians 12:7, the Holy Spirit is to give unto every man to profit withal. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I release right now to those listening, reaching out in faith, having a hungry heart, a willing spirit to receive an impartation of a new anointing to operate in the gifts of the Spirit as the Spirit wills, but especially, Lord, that You will cause discerning of spirits to operate in this time, that they will walk in the paths of truth. They will not be led astray. There will be nothing the enemy can do. I just release the blood of Jesus, the protection of Almighty God round about them. They shall not be fearful. They shall not be afraid, because the Spirit of God is with them. And He's mighty. He's a mighty God. And we need fear nothing. So Lord, I thank You right now for Your protection, Your divine covering, and for stirring up the gifts of the Spirit in the lives of Your beloved, in Jesus' wonderful name. I praise You, Lord, and I thank You for it. Amen and amen. Well, if there was ever an hour in which we needed the power, the wisdom, the discernment of God, and the knowledge of God, it is in the hour in which we're living. Well, I know, you know, this is such a big subject, but I'm moving quickly, and I want to just whet your appetite so you, as I've prayed, would desire this and move in this to give Jesus glory, not only for benefit in your own life, but that others can be drawn to the Lord. Because this is like, as one preacher used to say, a dinner bell that would cause people to come and receive from the Lord and acknowledge His presence. You know, many times I hear testimonies, missionaries overseas, they just start praying. They pray for healings. They pray for miracles. And you know what? They start happening. People are touched. They're healed. Incurable situations that the doctors, medicine can do nothing to help, they're healed. And you know what happens? Then they accept Jesus. So, beloved, we need this in this country. Well, now I'd like to begin. I just have a few moments, but we're going to, on a succeeding broadcast, look at the power gifts. Again, very needed for today's world. We need wonder-working faith, and that's not the faith that we all have, the gift that God gives us, but it's a special impartation of the Holy Spirit. And also, we want to look at the working of miracles and the gifts, that's plural, gifts of healing. Now, there are four different kinds of faith that a Christian may enjoy in his walk with the Lord. There's natural faith. And by that, I mean a faith that believes in the laws of nature. Well, now, you don't have to be saved to have that. Even the unsaved have that. They know that when they're going to sit down on a chair, that chair's not going to move, but gravity, if it wasn't there, they'd end up on the floor. So they believe in the law of nature, and it's the kind of faith that believes the facts of history that can be proven. For example, Alexander the Great, Jesus' death on the cross. So that's natural faith. And then we're going to, as I close this broadcast, we're going to be looking at saving faith and general faith and wonder-working faith tomorrow on our next broadcast. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It's such a blessing to share this time with you. I invite you to write if you need some personal ministry, personal prayer. No one reads or opens the letters but myself over the years, or Brother Glass. That's a sacred pledge before the Lord and to God's people. And your name is never shared. It's a very private matter between the Lord and us. And my letters are just used to encourage as I send them out each month to my partners. So I invite you to join my spiritual family. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.